Hello, here is Konrad Förster, live from the Open Science Barcamp. Okay, again, you will not hear this live because I'm recording. I'm not alone. With me is Moritz. Moritz, maybe you can quickly introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Moritz Schuberts and I work at the mathematics department at FITS Karlsruhe. And we have a service called SVMath. And this service is used for more than 10 years for mathematicians to discover research software.
Okay, and this is exactly what the session was about. The title was actually discovery of a research software discovery. So can we wrap it up shortly? Or maybe we should start with the questions, with the problems that we wanted to discuss. Can you wrap this up shortly?
Yeah, so the question was, how can we make software more discoverable, and what can we do to have like persistent identifiers for our software? And a third question which came up in the discussion was like the reputation for the author of the software, because it's not only that you want to have your software findable, but you also want to get some credits or citations.
It always comes back to our credit system in research, and I think this is a fundamental issue. Right? It's tough to fix, and what else have we discussed on the way to our to the end of that? So what else did we touch there, and what are maybe some learnings out of the session and our opinions out of that?
Yeah, there was a quite broad discussion about how software can be cited and how versions can be identified. And there's somehow an agreement that there are already proposed methods to cite software and also to indicate the version that was used. And this is quite well designed, but it has not really put into use. So there is not a standard which has been accepted by publishers or is enforced when you submit a research paper that you have to use certain standards to cite software. This is not enforced like publishers do already for publication for citations to research papers. Mm-hmm. This is one weakness we identified. And another question was about what can libraries do to support researchers at their institutions. And there the gist of the discussion was that it would be good to not build services, but better to support researchers in how they can use the existing services such as Zenodo or GitHub to make the software they produce findable. Another idea which was discussed is about what Wikimedia products can build into the question of findability. And one proposal is to use like Wikidata and put software identifiers as early as possible to Wikidata and link them from other properties so that when people look at Wikipedia, find a Wikipedia article, then they can go to the respective Wikidata entry and then see which software they can use to solve the problems they have.
And that would be even something that could be started without much effort. And that was... you mentioned this already, one of the key parts here, right? We do not necessarily need more or new infrastructure because the parts are already there, starting from GitHub, Zenodo, and so on, although there are some technical limitations, at least so far. But again, it's the culture that we have to change, right? That we have to motivate people and in the end have to change our incentive system, right? Any final words to this really broad and complex topic?
Yeah, I was really happy that a lot of the people at the Barcamp signed up for the session. So there was a great interest to the session. And I think we are aware of the problem, but the solution is not yet quite there. So it will probably take another decade until there is a well-accepted standard for citing software.
You're very optimistic. No, fingers crossed. And again, everybody is invited to join this kind of discussion. Listeners of the Open Science Radio know that we are rather deep into this and that we also would like to see more discussion about this. So thank you, Moritz, for hosting this session. And I guess this will, as you mentioned already, will be ongoing for quite a while. But maybe we can start small and show how this can be solved, at least for certain communities, and then spread this further to a broader range in science. Thank you again, and let's go to the next session.
Thank you.